number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You know, it's during the break, Dr. Sherman Keever, we're going on this last segment here. You asked a question, and I thought it was really good. I'd like to get the frontliners to text in on it, 678-1039, or call 678-1039. Your question has to do with couples and money. What was the question that you were posing?
So the scenario that came up to my attention as part of what I do at counsel was to say that my partner and I have been together a while, and we have had conversations about our finances. We knew what we were doing, and one was short, the other one would help out. So all of this stuff that they felt good about. However, one partner found out that another partner had a get-out fund. And so the partner says, how should I feel about that? So if something doesn't go well, I've got money set aside that I can, you know, that I can step away and be okay about. So after you've had these conversations, you set up, you know, living together and all the rest, but there was still a component that was not shared, and they happened to find out about it.
Now, is this couple married, or this is a couple that's just
together? They're living together.
They're living together. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I say what I was going to say?
Go say what you want to say.
I think if you're just living together, that conversation, it's almost really none of your business. If you're married...
What do you mean that conversation is none of your business?
If I have a get-out fund, mm-hmm. we're not married. We don't have joint accounts. This is my money over here, just in case if it
but
doesn't
But we are living together.
Don't matter.
But listen, we're living together. We have talked about our finances, and we have shared everything that was going on with us, and we're putting our money together to pay the rent. Now you're going to tell me that you got a set get-out fund? That you just put aside and you didn't tell me about it?
It's no different than if I'm saying I want to buy a new computer fund.
But get out is different than buying a computer.
No, but what I'm saying is it doesn't matter what the money is for. You don't even have to. Yeah, you just know I got the money.
Yeah, it does matter what the money is for.
Now, if we were married.
The money is to get away from you.
If you're married, that conversation should be had. I don't know how you're going to have that conversation.
What's different between me and Mary and living together?
Because living together, if it doesn't work out, you go your way, I go my way. I got my get out fund.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, versus if you're married, you have to go through the process.
Why are you coming after me? Because you found out I had my get out of Dodge fund before you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm not tripping about your get out of Dodge. Matter of fact, I hope you have a get out of Dodge fund like I got one.
Oh, wait, you got one too? Did you tell me about it?
You don't need to know that.
Oh, I don't need to know.
But my whole thing is, what's the difference when you're married or not? Because, I mean, really, marriage is about finances. So, I mean, it's really one of those things where, okay, so now I have to tell you because we're married?
Mm. Come on now.
I think that conversation is more appropriate than if you're married versus if you're just living with each other. As long as I'm coming through with my half of... or whatever I'm supposed to pay, whatever we work out, mm-hmm. as long as I'm coming through, it shouldn't matter what I have over here.
And the same thing when we're married then apply that to when we're married. Mm. And if you find out about it when we're married, then oh well.
That's different. When you're married, you got to have that conversation.
It's not different. It's not different. If we're living together and we're planning for the future, putting our money together to buy a house or whatever the case may be is, and... that's the same thing when you're married. You're planning for your future. You're putting your money together, your funds together to buy a house. So if I'm not going to tell you then, I'm not going to tell you when I'm married.
But if it doesn't work out and we just boyfriend and girlfriend and living with each other, I don't see no judge saying, wait, you had this money and you didn't tell your wife? Versus if we're going through the process, the judge is going to say, wait, you had all this money and you didn't say nothing to your wife? That's what the difference is.
So now we just went to the judge.
No, but that's what's going to happen.
But I'm saying we're the judge inside the house.
But what I'm saying, but that's what's going to happen, because if you're going through a divorce, they want to know every little bit of money that's coming from both sides. So that needs to be disclosed. Versus if we, like I said, if we were just together, I got my money.
It don't need to be
money.
Disclosed. It could be disclosed at that time.
Mm-hmm. Time out. Hold on. Time out. I need a timeout like the bills needed against it.
Because that breakup and that pain and that heartache of that breakup, it doesn't change. Mm. And no amount of money can take that away. No.
The text lines are
seeing. I need to be ready.
Text line 678-1039 on this comment. It's okay to have separate funds. However, I would be upset if they didn't tell me about the account. It's about transparency and being honest. All right. So this is what leads to me. This is all about trust. I have no problem with the separate account, the get out fund. And the reason why is because our divorce rate is extremely high and our breakup rate is extremely high. So there's no guarantee about anything. There could be some sort of thing that comes up in a relationship. You could be happy now and separated by Thanksgiving. I mean, that's just how relationships go. It's just the way it is. I have no problem with it. There is, yes, this honesty about knowing who has what. But I think, Cheryl, to be honest with you, we're really guarded. Like, we don't really want to tell everybody everything, especially at a young age. I just feel as if we're really guarded on our flaws more than we want to admit. So if there's a rainy day fund, if there's a get out fund, it wouldn't surprise me. And I actually think it was good financial advice if you had it, too. Cheryl, because you're always saying plan your work and work your plan.
If I need to make that transition, and that's the thing that we're looking for. And the thought is, if, you know, do I have to tell or should I tell? Or, you know, if you're going to accept the information and, you know, all of a sudden now have an attitude, well, you didn't tell me you had this money. I didn't feel the necessary to tell you that I needed to have some money to get out of Dodge. Mm-hmm. But those are the things that I prepared for, maybe because of something that happened before, previous relationship, and security. Just knowing that if all did not go well, that I could transition and not have to fall flat on my face in order to get up. So it's not about you. It's about what I have planned for myself to make sure that I'm always able to live the way that I choose to live. It's not about you. And you could feel that way because it's not about you.
Now, are we right now role playing like we're married or we're just together?
We're just together.
Oh, yeah. It ain't about, yeah. We do our own thing.
Thank you.
If we were married, it'd be a different discussion.
Oh, okay, husband. So how's it going to be a different discussion?
I need to know what you got in that corner over there.
But that's my corner. That's my space. Yep. And yes,
why are you keeping tabs
you,
on my space?
See, all up in my
I'm
space.
Not. I'm not.
But it's supposed to be our space.
It's supposed to be our space.
No, that ain't for our
right,
space.
It's supposed to be our space.
Everything
that is not for our
ours.
Space. And that's why I have my get out fund, because you are trying to make everything yours.
So it's
no.
Only, so it's only our space when it benefits you.
That's right. I mean, that's what's most important.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
They all got. All right, let's go to text lines. 6310-3-9. Sight feeling good today. If you unmarried person, you're upset from getting the get out fund. It's, you're calling it the get out fund. Is that what it's called? So
yeah,
you're getting out of the
get
relationship.
Out, get out of the relationship.
That movie, Get
fund.
Out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Some people
that's
feel like
they're
being
hypnotized. That's why I say get out of Dodge. You know, you got to make that move.
They're hurt because it's coming from the inevitability or realization that the relationship may end. So if you're unmarried, there is this feeling of you're only keeping this money because this relationship is going to end. But that leads down a whole nother path of, is it okay to just not be married and just be together? I have my money, you have your money, and we just love living together, staying together, cohabitating. That goes to a discussion of marriage. So the terms do change, I think, when you're not married as opposed to when you are married. But you got to be more secure when you get married that everybody's on the same page.
I can still be married and still have my get out of Dodge fund. And I still don't have to tell.
I love it.
Because that's who I am. And that's who you married.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You understand that?
That's who you married.
And if you don't like it, you know where you can go.
I rest my case. After I heard it's ours when it's only convenient for you, I rest my case.
You know, it's so funny.
No, it's
at some point, at this conversation, we stopped talking about money. I don't know how that happened, but that didn't feel like it was about, like, that wasn't, okay, all right, I'll just leave it alone. Dr. Cheryl McKeever, thank you for the discussion, the Get Out Fund. I'd like to hear what people have to say about the Get Out Fund. If you're in a relationship or not in a marriage, but you've been together, do you have a get out fund? Text or call 678-1039. And are you okay with it? And does your partner know?
That's a Steelers fan for you.
Do they need to know? No, that's a Bridgewater fan, because you see that Bridgewater, Teddy? Oh,
no,
did you
Dr. McKeever.
Work? Yes,
Dr. McKeever.
Broncos. No, no.
That is a Steelers fan for you.
We got a black quarterback, and he's special. We got a black quarterback. That's what I was like on it in heaven when I saw Ted. Come on,
showing
Ted.
You how to win. Showing
yes.
y'all how to win.
Ooh, yes.
How to win is do it.
Yes, yes,
WDK's The Wake Up Club. Thank you for making this a part of your day. Good morning.